Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. Good morning. I'm going to Chanel. When she danced, I looked to you. I was like, Lord, you know. That was confirmation, because it's like we look to God for everything, because He is our source. Okay. First, I want to say I'll talk about what I saw last night on TV on one of the nature channels before I went to bed. And it was showing a documentary on penguins. And what was so funny about this little penguin it was that this predator came around to try to attack the weakest link, the little baby. So all it did was all of them gather around each other to keep the baby safe. And this predator kept going, was in the form of a duck, kept going around, and the more that they were trying to go around, the more they was entangling each other really tight, so they couldn't get to him. So finally, as he began to face the one that was facing, that was in the front, this little penguin, he did a number. He stood up. He looked like he got taller. His little arm wasn't this big, and he stretched his arm like this, and he stuck his beak out like this and like, bring it on. And so the predator went away. Then it was a little one that tried to get into the ocean, because once they get into the ocean, that's where they'll be for the next 3 years. And so as this little one was trying to get, two more predators came to try to get them. Then out of the blues, two ducks came and attacked the other one that was trying to get to this little penguin, so he continued to move on. He didn't stay around to watch to see what was going to happen. He just got out of harm's way. The reason I talked about that is because these three people, Pastor Rick, Mama Ann Scott, Pastor Linda's, they have, under the leadership of God, cover us, protect us as God give them instruction. They under the leadership of God, but we under the leadership of our pastors. And they protect us through their prayer, through their love, and through their instruction. And I count it a privilege to be one of those little penguins that's under each and every one of my pastors, looking out for my soul. So I give God the glory this morning. My word today is going to be about expectation. First, we're going to talk about expectation and the meaning of expectation. Expectation is anticipation, hope, and trust. The act or state of looking forward to something. And I broke down also anticipation, looking forward to, hope, to believe or trust, to have confidence in, relying on, depend on, to believe. Okay. Also, I have some example of expectation. But I also have some funny ones too. Like your job. Okay? Whether you're working 30 hours a week, 40, or 80. Isn't it amazing how you can go to work without even being paid? You don't know, you expecting to receive a paycheck after each one of them. You don't even know that. But you going forward to it every day, every day, every day. And then you get a paycheck. But you're not guaranteed you get that paycheck. But your expectation is, I will get a paycheck. Okay? What about your car? You get up in the morning, you don't think nothing of that. You sit in there. If some people say, well, Lord, I pray that my car will start. Sometimes you don't. You just jump in and turn the switch. You just know it's going to start. Amen. Expectation. Mm-hmm. What about a chair? Do you know the chair going to hold you? But you're expecting that chair to hold you. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, sometimes expectations we have, now an expectation is good because we do have expectation, and our expectation should only be in God. Our example is we go to school, get an education, then land a great job. That's our expectation in life. To get married, buy a home, and have a family. That's another expectation. To work for a paycheck and expect to be paid. But sometimes that don't always work out. That's what we expect, but they don't always work out. So expectation when something don't work out could be a bump in the road, a job layoff, a promotion you didn't get, your marriage end, your children had gotten out of control. What you gonna do? Another form of expectation is living up to others' expectation. Trying to get people approval. Not being who God has made you to be. God made everyone with their own DNA. We're not a cop and copy. And I put down here with a real Miss Lottie, please stand up. Because I looked at everybody else's gift, talent, and sometimes coveted, and I repent, coveted, because I said, I wish I could dance like so-and-so. I wish I could speak like so-and-so. I wish I can sing like this person. I can only do what God has given me. He has given me his own personal gift, my own DNA, to be who he has called me to be. Sometimes we have a loss of expectation. Sometimes when you have experience of negativity for a prolonged period of time, you may expect the worst. Different challenges can happen in your life, making you to become negative, creating bitterness, a lack of trust, and then you have a dim outlook on everything and everyone. Sometimes that happens. But we need to expect the best in other people. And how we do? By encouraging people, showing the love of God through your life, the life you live for the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Expectation. We're looking, we're hoping, and we're waiting. But our only expectation, and the good news is, God is our expectation, is our only expectation. People can never fulfill our expectation the way that God can. We can pull up Psalms 118:8. Psalms 118, verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Now, that doesn't mean that God don't allow us on this earth to have friends. A friend. That doesn't mean that. That means that a friend can only do but so much for us. And we should not put a burden on our friends as if they was God. I don't think that's fair that we put all our burdens on that one person for our expectation to be met. Amen. And then, if we don't put our hopes and expectation in God, we will spend a lot of our lives disappointed, frustrated, and hopeless. Psalms 62, verse 5. My soul wait though only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Our expectation should be in God, not in others, people, or even ourselves. God wants us to have expectation, but we must make sure our expectations are in the right place in him. God not expecting you to be perfect. He's looking for your faith and trust in him. God is the only sort of expectation that will never fail us. He will never let us down. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask for, thanks according to the power that works in us. We can go to God with huge expectation, anticipating great things from him, and he is only one who is able to exceedingly, abundantly, more than we could ever dare to hope for. God is the only one. He is our source. So therefore, we must wait on the Lord. And that is the end of my message.